Jamaica Kincaid writes with a ferocious coolness. In books such as the autobiographical Lucy and My Mother, Kincaid offers unflinching, often angry observations about life. Raised under British colonialism on the island of Antigua, Kincaid developed what she calls a complicated relationship with literature. Even though she chafed under the cultural imperialism inherent in colonial life, she also read and loved the classics of British literature. On this week's Intersections, the morning edition series exploring artists and their inspirations, NPR's Lynn Neary talked with Kincaid about how two of those classics influenced her.
Raised by an overprotective mother who spent most of her free time in the library, Jamaica Kincaid was reading by the age of three. Her mother discouraged friendships with other children, so Kincaid spent a lot of time alone, immersed in books and her own vivid fantasies. At one point, Kincaid remembers, she went around pretending she was Charlotte Bronte. She imagined herself as Bronte living in Belgium, writing a book. Kincaid was so immersed in the fantasy that despite her tropical surroundings, she was always cold.
I remember often when this would happen, I would lie in my bed, and I was so cold, I'd put my feet up on the windowsill in the sun to get my feet warm. But I couldn't get out of bed because if I got out of bed, I wouldn't be Charlotte Bronte.
Kincaid's precociousness not only set her apart from her peers, it also put her at odds with adults. She would often get into trouble at school, and while she loved to read, books were also used to punish her. I came to associate reading and writing with transgression, Kincaid says. For example, she was introduced to the work of Charlotte Bronte one day when she was acting up in class, and her teacher lost his patience with her.
And he was a new teacher, a young man, just out of school, and I had gotten the whole class riled up, and he couldn't control us. And he just threw up his hands, reached for a book, and said, "You, here, read this." And I was sent to the corner to read this book, and it was clearly a punishment. And the book was Jane Eyre.
The story of an orphan girl who becomes a governess at the estate of the wealthy, brooding, mysterious Mr. Rochester. Jane Eyre is a book that has captured the imagination of many young women, often caught up in the romance that develops between Jane and Mr. Rochester, as depicted here in the 1996 film based on the book.
Don't struggle, so you're like a wild bird clawing at its cage.
I'm no caged bird. I'm a free human being, independent, with a will of my own.
Then stay. Stay and marry me.
But it was not the romance that captivated Kincaid. It was Jane.
It was her rebelliousness, her sense of self, that sort of rectitude, that sort of honesty of never giving in if you think you're right, and her sense of powerlessness, often in the face of other people's will. I identified with that completely.
Because of her own rebellious nature, Kincaid admired characters who trusted their own judgment, stood up for themselves, and defied authority. Not surprising, then, that the powerful figure of Lucifer in Milton's Paradise Lost exerted a strong pull on her imagination. In this excerpt, read by the British actor Anton Lesser, Lucifer welcomes the chance for power that hell represents.
"Farewell, happy fields, where joy forever dwells. Hail, horrors, hail, infernal world, and thou, profoundest hell, receive thy new possessor."
Kincaid was only seven when she first encountered Paradise Lost. Again, she was being punished and was assigned to copy books one and two. Kincaid was so young that the pictures in Paradise Lost impressed her as much as the words.
It came with an illustration of this beautiful young man standing one foot on a charred globe, and his hair is alive, but it's standing up, but it's not hair, it's snakes, and they all look as if they're about to strike.
But even at that young age, Kincaid understood what she was reading. She admired Lucifer's defiance and took comfort in it.
It had the perverse effect on me of making me feel that what I had done wrong was right, because I was reading about someone who had done something wrong and who gloried in it. And I never forget this, you know, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. That seemed perfect for our situation, or certainly my situation.
Here at least we shall be free. The Almighty hath not built here for his envy, will not drive us hence. Here we may reign secure, and in my choice to reign is worth ambition, though in hell. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven.
Echoes of both Jane Eyre and Paradise Lost can be found in Kincaid's novel Lucy. Like Jane Eyre, Lucy goes to work taking care of children in the home of a wealthy family. And like Jane Eyre, she is a young woman alone in the world, self-possessed, uncompromising, even cold at times, yet with a deep reservoir of emotion that she rarely reveals to others. But the character's name, says Kincaid, came from Milton's epic.
Lucifer, her name Lucy, does come from my remembering my encounter with Paradise Lost. And in fact, you know, a lot of the book is about a paradise lost and being thrown out into this cold, bleak world as a very young person to serve.
But Kincaid says it wasn't obvious to her as she was writing Lucy that she was being influenced by these books. It was only afterwards that she understood how they had inspired her.
They echo in the way these things do. The minute you pay attention to them, they vanish. But if you are not paying attention, they are absolutely in front of you. They are you. You are doing everything under these influences, but you mustn't know it.
And there is one other book that Kincaid says had a big influence on her, The Dictionary. She got one as a present for her 7th birthday and read it all the way through. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Jamaica Kincaid talks about how reading empowered her at npr.org. Next week on Intersections, Ricky Lee Jones on Falling for the Beatles, Laura Nero, and West Side Story.
So when I watched West Side Story and they turned to sing the songs, and I was every character, and when Riff died, I was inconsolable. I must have cried for days.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bettman.